Thank you so much. And first of all, let me congratulate you on your assumption as the chair of the meeting, and please be assured of our full cooperation. Madam Chair, indeed, the working paper we have presented is very much similar to the working paper presented in the previous occasions, with some technical adjustments as well as substantive points which has been improved in our text. But generally speaking about the way which we see that, in our opinion, Article 4 is comprehensive enough to cover all obligations under the Convention. It does not encompass only provisions of certain provisions of the Convention, in particular provisions of Article 1 or 3, which sometimes it has been highlighted in our view that national implementation measures is a broad concept and based on which all provisions of the Convention should be implemented. To that effect, our paragraphs and the working paper has tried to highlight those provisions of the Convention which necessitates or full implementations according with this article. So, Madam Chair, in our working paper, we have mentioned, along with final document review conferences, including the 8th review conference, that the state party to the Convention should not use the provision of the Article 3 and 4 of the Convention to impose restrictions and or limitation on the transfer of exchange of scientific knowledge, technology, equipment, and materials. Indeed, we have quoted from the previous review conferences that how we see it and how the national implementation should work. In our opinion, that unfortunately, under certain provisions of the conventions, we have seen that an excuse not to implement fully other provisions of the convention. It has been other provision has been actually has not implemented fully. And sometimes have been given such argument that Article, for example, 3 and 4 does cover certain areas which is beyond the national implementations if we go for the Article 10. So, Madam Chair, in our working paper, as you see, that when elaborating how we see that the Article 4 of the Convention, also we have tried to say that in which area that in the institutional process, common understanding could be developed and reached. And for that, indeed, there are 5 sub-paragraphs which we have included there. Mostly those sub-paragraphs are rooted in the previous working paper, except one which we have this time we have added to explore ways and means to ensure, this paragraph D, to explore ways and means to ensure relevant stakeholders comply fully with the all provisions of the Convention, including in particular Article 10 of the International Cooperation. Indeed, sometimes we have been, it has been argued that the private sector, they do not have the leverage over the private sectors, so they, if they do not want to have international cooperation or working towards the full implementation of the Convention, they do not have the leverages. In our view, this is the state who has the full responsibility over the stakeholders, how to manage it, and requiring them to comply with the old provisions, as they do it in the other provisions, to fully implement the old provision of the Convention as it is requested. And paragraph A, B, C, again, we have said that there are national regulations and laws which in our view that is not in full conformity with the provision of the Convention. Therefore, in our view that when we are going to address this issue, there should be a chance to review these national laws and regulations in order with a view to ensure that those national laws and regulations fully reflect obligations under the provision of the Convention. Again, in Article 10, we have Article 4, we have tried to be the connection between the Article 10 and Article 4 of the Convention has been very much highlighted to say that in our view that there are very much obstacles and challenges which relate to the national implementation that hamper the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, technology for peaceful purposes. For that, Iran has provided concept upon which we think that international process is an appropriate place to try to explore ways and means to reach an understanding on these areas. These are the major points that we have highlighted in our working paper. Thank you.